John, welcome to Benton Harbor. Welcome to the PGA Tour Champions. Welcome to the 50-year-old club. And I guess this is like your 25-year anniversary from Crooked Stick, isn't it? From your first major championship?
Yeah, 25, 26, somewhere there, yeah.
What's that all feel like?
I'm old. But like I said, it's cool. This is the only sport in the history of sports that you can say you're a rookie again at the age of 50, so that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. How's your game these days?
It's okay. You know, a lot of stuff I need to work on. This is really, Alabama was probably my sixth tournament since last August, so I haven't really been, played a lot. Had my knee drained in November right before I went to Turkey and was out a little bit. Couldn't get anything in the fall on the regular tours, so I was fortunate to play the Turkish Open and defend the Beko. It's not a big tournament, but unfortunately we lost Mustafa, who sponsors that in the Turkish Open. Played Puerto Rico, missed a cut by a shot, and Qatar missed that cut by two shots. But it was cool to get out, and just now I know that I have a schedule that I can play, and that's going to be really nice for me.
So speaking of your knee, are you healthy?
Am I ever healthy? No. No, I feel pretty good right now. You know, when the weather gets warmer, shoulder feels a little better, the ribs feel a little better, but you know, if it's really hot, which I love it, I don't mind, I'm okay.
Good deal. And before we go to Q&A here, maybe touch upon playing this tour, playing with friends of yours that have been friends of yours forever, and many of those friends are World Golf Hall of Famers. Just a little bit about your experience out here.
Well, when I came out, all these guys were playing the tour. Even Hale Irwin was still playing the tour, and it's just guys that care. The guys that play the Champions Tour here, is they're unselfish human beings and they got great hearts, and I think that's why a lot of them are in the Hall of Fame, and a lot of them have had great success. They've always been great with people, and they've been great with the younger kids growing up as myself, you know, like Fuzzy and Stadler and Watson, even Norman. I know he doesn't play this tour, but those type of guys, and the list goes on. Just how great they took me under the wing when I came out. Basically my first tournament was a sophomore in college in 86, and was fortunate to meet Raven Floyd and Miller Barber and Nicholas and all the greats, you know, and I was like nervous and all that. But when it really started for me was 89, when I met Fuzzy at the St. Jude in Memphis, and he said, "Hey kid, you want to play nine?" I'm like, "Well, of course." And we became friends ever since. And you just I don't sense that on the regular tour anymore, because I don't know, everybody's just so good. They don't need any help or any guidance or anything. But I always remember the stuff that these guys did for me when I first came out here. Not only good, but when I did bad, they made sure they told me I did bad. So they're just a bunch of great guys, and I love competing against them, and type of people you can have dinner with when you get done, no matter if you beat them or they beat you.
John, what are your impressions of this golf course?
Different. I think it's very challenging, not just the greens, but even the fairways are difficult to, for me right now. I've only played it once. I'm hoping the more I play it, the better it'll be. But you definitely have to hit the fairways, and the greens are types of greens that the way Nicholas built them, they're not, even if they're 5,000 or 6,000 square feet, on some of them you might only be able to, you know, you got to manage your ball on them. You know, I looked at 10 yesterday. There's three or four pin placements there that if you're down in the up top and the pin's in the front, you got no chance. But we've played courses like this before. I mean, they're a little more undulated than what I'm used to, but they're tough. And if you're not hitting out of the fairway, you really don't have a chance.
Some of the guys have described the fairways as being generous. Will that allow you to hit the driver about as much as you'd want?
I think you almost have to. I mean, because I'd rather have sand wedges and 9 irons and 8 irons coming in these greens, and 4 and 5 and 6 irons, because it's, like I said, you've only got, like, some of these you've only got 10 or 15 feet to deal with if they're in the corners. So very, very difficult. Just got to be hitting your irons really, really well this week.
John, I see Kerry Haig in the back there. If you want to give him any suggestions for hole placements, feel free.
I wouldn't know where to begin. Well, unfortunately, there's some of them. There's only room for four spots. But no, I mean, it's going to be tough, and it's a major. That's what it's all about, and you know, so it's just going to be a very, very difficult test. And you know, I know Colin Montgomery won here 2 years ago, and he won last year, and he was telling me last week that you've really got to be precise with your irons, and you've got to hit fairways, and You know, it's more important sometimes to have a 30-footer than it is to have a 10-footer. And just got to soak that in and try and remember that for me.
John, you hear a lot of guys say that the golf course fits my eye or doesn't fit my eye. What does that mean to you? How do you interpret that?
Well, I mean, if you're strategically looking at 1 through 18, that means it doesn't fit their eye on all 18 holes, which, I mean, a lot of par 3s, I mean, fit our eyes, I mean, if you can see it. But I think to explain that more importantly, I mean, for me, there's 6 or 7 holes out there that don't fit my eye that, you know, you sit there and look at the tee box, well, I don't really comfortable aiming at that. I don't know if that's going to work or not. And then you kind of get a little not so positive thoughts in your mind. So, I mean, it's just you got to find a way to hit the fairways, more importantly, to even have a chance to get on the greens. But there's 6 or 7 holes out there that didn't fit my eye yesterday. But, you know, I've got a 1-iron that I feel very, very comfortable with that I think I could thread through some of the bunkers if I need to. My whole point is just trying to hit fairways out here because I think that's the only way you can score well.
Obviously, when people talk about John Daly, they talk about the power and the distance. How does your distance with the various clubs compare now to what it did, say, you know, 15 years ago when you weren't winning majors?
I think down from my 5-iron is probably exactly the same and down to the Elwoods since I was 16 years old. The 4, 3, the 1 driver and stuff like that, so I'm probably about 8 to 10 yards shorter on those. I don't know why the shorter irons, but everything's pretty much the same, the 5-iron down, ever since I was 16 years old. But the longer clubs, I'm not near as long, about 8 to 10 yards shorter on those.
John, you mentioned having a regular schedule now. Talk about what it's like to have 2 majors in a row. Do you feel like you can bring some momentum into this week, having played last week, and do you think that that'll continue to go on throughout the season now that you have this regular schedule?
I hope so. I'm giving myself the, you know, I played Houston, had a week off, so I kind of starting over. I mean, I'm not real comfortable this week, but I think, you know, what my career's done when I played the tour for all those years is when I play 6, 5, 6, or 7, that's when I could really see the confidence coming, and especially for the short game. I mean, you know, I feel confident pretty much in the long game most of the time, but the short game is what you know, unless you're competing day in, day out, you're not going to be confident in that. You can go practice all day long and do what you need to do to get ready, but when you're not in the situation, under the heat, under the gun, with the drilling going, it really does you no good for me. So I'm not expecting a lot this week. I'm just, you know, I'm hoping – I would love to play great this week, but as long as I keep making a lot of birdies, I mean – for me, that's the key because I know I'm going to make mistakes. I know I'm going to make doubles right now. It's just trying to – not make so many of them until I get my game where I want it. But that 4th, 5th, 6th week, I think some good things could really happen where I can feel confident enough to maybe have a shot at winning one.
John, any memories you have of your great PGA win on the 25th anniversary year? And any thoughts about for the younger guys who are going to go back and play Crooked Stick this fall in the BMW Championship, even though I'm sure the golf course is a little different. Pete Dye's been out there digging around the last 25 years.
No, I mean, it's a great memory. It was a very – that whole 91 championship was a blur. It went by so quick because I got in late Thursday – or early Thursday morning and teed it up for the first round, and 4 days of golf went by so quick that and back then, that golf course, I was the only one that could fly everything. And now the guys are going to go in there. They're going to go, this isn't so bad. This isn't so long. I mean, you know, it's going to be so much shorter for all the hitters now because everybody's gotten so long. And that's their talent, and that's a credit to the you know, the golf ball. It just goes further. But I'm sure, you know, I shot 12 under, I think, that week. And I look to see some of our guys, you know, 18, 19, 20 under par winning that tournament easily.
John, you talked about your expectations this week. You know, what do you hope to do this week, and what are your expectations on the Champions Tour?
For me right now, just play. I play a lot. The more I play competitively, I feel the better I get. Like I said, I'm excited to be out here with these guys. They're just great guys. You know, you can actually play golf with them. You want to beat their brains in as they want to beat me. But at the end of the day, you can go out and have a drink with them, and you can ask them anything you want, and they'll give you an honest answer. That everybody out here is to help everybody. It's not – now, we're old enough to know that we're not – probably a lot of these guys, we're not going to be number one in the world in golf, but we have goals and we want to win. And, you know, what's great about the Champions Tour, it's history. And I think this is the 77th senior championship. That's history, and that's what we're a part of. And, you know, like I said in the thing at the end the other night, I think each week there's more major winners playing on the senior tour or champions tour than there is on the regular tour. And that's a pretty cool thing. That's history. And like I said, I'm just excited to be out here. But the schedule part of it is I know where I'm going. And most of the tournaments, I know I'm playing on the weekends, which hasn't been something that's happened a lot in my career. But that's going to be cool to know that I can leave on Sundays and get a schedule. And it just makes everything so much easier.
Can you talk about, you mentioned early on in your the press conference about the young guys now, and I guess paralleling against the young guys when you came out. Were you as close to as ready to win or be productive on the PGA Tour when you got out there as these guys are now?
I think so. I really do, because I practiced really hard. I had dreams to make it on the tour. I had goals to keep my card and do. I worked just as hard as anybody else did. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done the things that I did. My problem was, like I've told everybody, when I did win, I got lazy in the 90s. I didn't work as hard. Everything was coming in so fast. Money was coming in. And I'm not your typical – I wasn't your Jason Day the way Jason does. And once he wins, he's back at it again. He's working his ass off and wanting to keep winning and winning and winning. I was enjoying the moment a little longer than most when I won my majors. And Tiger was the same way. I think you look at Jack Nicklaus, you know, Watson, all those guys were the same way. I just wasn't taught how to be that way. Nobody programmed me to be that way, or I didn't even fathom the fact of being that way. I was more of an outgoing guy. I'm not a ball beater. I'm a player. I like to go play a lot of golf. I don't like to sit on the range for 3 and 4 hours and hit balls. One, I get complacent, then I lose it all, really. I just don't think about it. I just, you know, I'm sitting out there 3 or 4 hours hitting balls. I'd rather go on golf courses and hit 3 or 4 shots into the holes. But I think the difference in me and those guys was they keep doing what they did to keep winning. I got lazy, and that's what happened to me in the 90s. That's why I feel like I didn't give myself enough opportunities to win more tournaments.